Amada Health promotes Xiao to navigate digital health consolidation wave. Weili Xiao's elevation from president to chief executive officer at Amada Health marks the most consequential leadership transition in digital chronic disease management in 2026, positioning the company for an operational phase that demands commercial execution over founding-era vision. Amada Health announced on August 7, 2026, that Weili Xiao, who had been serving as president, will assume the role of chief executive officer, succeeding co-founder Sean Duffy. The move separates the company's founding identity from its next operational chapter. Terms of the transition, including any compensation arrangements or equity restructuring, were not disclosed. Xiao and Duffy were both named in the announcement, and Duffy's precise ongoing role was not detailed in available reporting. No analyst quotes were available in the source material at time of publication. The transition stands on its own as a structural signal. Amada is betting that a president-turned-CEO, presumably with deep operational familiarity, can convert the company's clinical infrastructure into durable unit economics at scale. The promotion arrives at a moment when the entire digital health sector faces a reckoning. Companies that raised capital at peak 2021, multiples have spent 3 years defending their relevance to payers, employers, and Medicare Advantage plans. Leadership continuity, commercial credibility, and regulatory positioning now determine which platforms survive consolidation and which become acqui-hire targets for integrated health systems or pharmacy benefit managers. Xiao steps into a sector that rewards operators, not visionaries. Digital therapeutics is no longer a growth story told in user acquisition curves. It is a reimbursement story told in claims data, outcomes contracts, and per-member-per-month negotiations with self-insured employers and health plans. Amada's core focus spans diabetes prevention, diabetes management, hypertension, and musculoskeletal conditions, markets with established clinical validation but brutal pricing pressure from legacy disease management vendors. The company has built its model on behavior change programs delivered through connected devices and coaching, a model that requires continuous clinical evidence to defend contract renewals. Xiao's background as president suggests direct ownership of revenue, partnerships, and operational scaling. That profile fits the current environment precisely. Founders carry vision capital. Presidents carry execution capital. Amada's board is choosing execution. Our view, the internal promotion rather than an external search, reduces transition risk and signals the board's confidence that the commercial strategy does not need reinvention, only acceleration. This is a classic private equity-style operational promotion playbook, applied to a venture-backed health tech company that has likely been preparing for either a sustained standalone growth path or a sale process requiring clean management continuity. Digital health governance under the microscope. In August 2026, the Amada announcement lands on the same day that two other governance and accountability stories dominated healthcare trade coverage, and the juxtaposition is instructive for institutional investors. Senators Bill Cassidy and Bernie Sanders wrote to the Justice Department on August 7, 2026, requesting an update on the prosecution referral of former Steward Health Care CEO Ralph DeLaTorre, a referral the Senate made nearly 2 years prior with no subsequent Department of Justice action. Separately, a federal appeals court upheld the fraud convictions of Outcome Health co-founders Rishi Shah and Shraddha Agarwal, affirming findings that the health technology company misrepresented its advertising reach to pharmaceutical clients. These three stories, read together, define the governance landscape facing healthcare capital in 2026. Steward represents the catastrophic downside of leverage-fueled hospital roll-ups with misaligned incentives. Outcome Health represents the fraud risk embedded in health tech platforms that grew faster than their controls. Amada's orderly CEO succession represents neither. It represents a company managing its governance calendar deliberately. Our view, Institutional LPs evaluating healthcare technology exposure should read Amada's transition as a positive governance signal precisely because it contrasts with the Outcome Health trajectory. Outcome Health's founders were convicted on charges related to inflating platform metrics. Amada's board is installing an operator with institutional knowledge. The direction is opposite. The post-initial public offering operator playbook. What comparable transitions tell us internal CEO successions at scale digital health companies are not common, and the outcomes are instructive. When Livongo promoted internal leaders following its 2019 initial public offering before its $18.5 billion merger with Teladoc in 2020, the commercial momentum built by its operating leadership was a key part of the deal narrative. When Teladoc subsequently struggled post-merger, the core failure was integration and unit economics, not clinical validity, which is exactly the discipline an operator CEO is designed to protect. Amada has not announced a merger, acquisition, or initial public offering in the source material available. Financial terms of any current fundraising or valuation benchmarks were not disclosed. What is known is that the company is making a deliberate leadership choice at a moment when digital health mergers and acquisitions has resumed after a two-year freeze. Strategic acquirers including CVS Health, United Health Group, and vertically integrated payer provider platforms have signaled appetite for chronic disease management assets with proven outcomes data and employer contract bases. Key risk for institutional investors. Digital therapeutic platforms without durable payer contracts trade at deep discounts in any sale process. Amada's value in any transaction scenario depends heavily on contract retention under new leadership. Xiao's internal promotion mitigates, but does not eliminate that renewal risk. What the Amada succession means for private equity capital allocation in health tech, private equity, and growth equity investors in healthcare technology face a binary in 2026. Platforms with real reimbursement pathways and proven outcomes data, and platforms that remain dependent on employer wellness budgets that compress in any economic slowdown. Amada sits in the former category by design. Its diabetes prevention program has held CDC recognition, and its chronic condition management products operate in categories where Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services reimbursement frameworks are evolving. The CEO transition does not alter that positioning, but it does affect execution velocity. For private equity investors already positioned in digital health, the Xiao appointment is a hold signal, not an exit trigger. For investors evaluating entry, the succession reduces key person risk associated with founder-led companies, which historically trade at a discount in mergers and acquisitions processes because acquirers price in founder departure scenarios. Our view, the market tends to underweight the operational leverage embedded in a president to CEO transition at a company of Amada's maturity. Xiao presumably owns the customer relationships, the payer negotiation history, and the product roadmap. That continuity has real value in a sector where clinical credibility takes years to build and minutes to lose. The Plecamium view the Amada succession is a microcosm of where venture-backed health tech is heading in the second half of this decade. The founding generation built platforms. The operator generation will monetize them or sell them. Plecamium sees three second order effects the market is not pricing fully. First, the internal promotion compresses the timeline to a potential liquidity event. A clean management transition with operational continuity is precisely what strategic acquirers require before signing a term sheet. Founders complicate deals. Operators close them. Second, the August 2026 governance environment in healthcare, defined by the steward prosecution pressure and the outcome health conviction, is creating a flight to quality among health plan and employer procurement teams. Amada's governance posture now becomes a sales asset, not just an investor relations talking point. Third, the chronic disease management market is entering a reimbursement inflection. GLP-1 drug adoption is reshaping the economics of diabetes prevention and management programs. Platforms that can demonstrate behavioral and pharmacological integration, meaning they can wrap coaching and monitoring around a patient on semaglutide, will command premium valuations. Whether Amada's product roadmap under Xiao addresses this integration is the single most important question for investors. It was not addressed in available source material. The bottom line, Amada's board made the right call at the right time. A founder stepping back and an operator stepping forward is a value creation event, not a distress signal. Institutional investors who read it as the latter will miss the entry window that typically opens in the 6 to 12 months following this type of transition. Watch the payer contract renewal calendar. That is where Xiao's tenure will be won or lost.